This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it is time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Much appreciated, Kevin Hagelin. Anybody confirm the name of that segment for you yet?
Not yet. We're still working on it.
You like a lot of the different names.
There are a lot of good suggestions.
All In is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
All In Kevin.
Except I'll really mean it. I'll say All In.
Dude. All right. This just popped up on my Twitter timeline, so I wanted to ask y'all about it real quick, Alec. Ian Rappaport says, Jaguars GM James Gladstone confirms that his team, like the Rams, don't do top 30 visits for draft prospects. L.A., where Gladstone came from under GM Les Snead, hasn't done workouts, top 30 visits, or school visits in years, and they say they've thrived off of that since then. He said there are other mechanisms that we tend to lean into to help us determine whether or not a player is, in fact, a fit for us more than just a singular touch point that would be in a top 30 visit. And I feel like
interesting.
The Cowboys, somebody said yesterday the Cowboys haven't been good at drafting. And I was like, they're in the top 10 in drafting, I think, over the last.
Do I think they inflate some of their own stats with second contracts that aren't particularly deserved? Fair.
But also,
I think they are good at drafting.
And that is one of the mechanisms they do use is the top 30 visits. I'm just interested to see if more teams would be like, you know, this isn't really something that's important to us. Or if they would say, no, we continue to do this because we get a good touch, get a good understanding of what the players really are when they're here. And as Steven pointed out, get conversations with their moms, the players' moms.
That was an honest thing.
He did laugh about the trophy or the belt or whatever. He was like, oh, yeah, he does like to use that.
He knew exactly what you were talking about.
Have some fun with those guys. Kevin, think about this for a second, though. How many times have we seen the movie where the guy, the young recruit of whatever, walks in and the lead dog is standing there like admiring something that he's been able to get over time? Even think about this. What did Pat Riley do to convince LeBron James to come there? Threw the rings on the table. No, he threw the rings on the table.
That makes sense.
He was like, hey, do you want some of those or do you want to just keep playing basketball games?
That's a pretty good selling point.
Yeah, that is a good selling point right there. Speaking of good selling points, Wiley Ballard. Wiley Ballard was on the Braves broadcast. And he... Tell me if you think this is smooth or if you think it's cheesy.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
Hold on, pause it. Okay, I've misunderstood. I thought he just was like, what's up? I didn't know that was like his assignment.
This is like, if we were out and okay. You got to go out and you got to do something. And
okay.
So, but here's what he does. He throws out they want me to get your number.
Okay.
And then we'll hear the rest of it from there.
All right.
All right. So they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
Just This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
All right. First of all, how did he get her to stop talking and laughing? Because she was clearly stepping on the person in the booth. Because I feel like if you just kind of held your hand up with a stop, that's going to lose you the number. Mm-hmm. If you were going to get the number and you needed her to stop talking because she can't hear that somebody else is talking.
Shut it down.
Yeah,
real quick,
that's
girl.
Not going to work. I would assume that if you put your hand up in front of somebody's face to make them stop talking, that you're not going to get their number.
From the 806, Twitter's pretty split on this. A lot of unprofessional comments.
I do think it's
unprofessional. Smooth and cool comments.
But you know what? I'm going to take a step back. Hold on. I'm going to take a step back. Maybe I shouldn't say it's unprofessional because, like, we all love the shenanigans of Jim Knox. Because that's what he's out there to do.
Heck
is
yeah,
do wacky stuff.
Yes.
And so
skateboard with a bulldog.
Yeah. It's not like he went to, like, if he went to a Wings game and started asking the players for their phone numbers to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a different deal. Like, they're trying to get him to do a wacky bit and he's pulling it off.
And that being said, we just kind of discussed earlier, sports are a little stuffy sometimes and probably for the right reasons. Like, there's probably a lot of reasons that are like, hey, we can't do that because of legal.
I could see how you wouldn't want your reporters going across the stands being like, can I get your number, girl?
What's up, girl?
Like, that makes sense to me.
How are you doing? Alec, your thoughts as one of the younger people on this show?
I'm split. Like, part of me thinks this is genius, but the other part of me is like, probably not a great look. As a one-off, sure, but this should never be a bet or like a bit going on for any kind of like regular season, like any sort of extensive trial of this, I would not be in favor of. One time I'm going to laugh at it. I'm going to say, good job,
there
dude.
You
know, but let's not make this a trend across sports, because then people are just going to assume anytime they see the reporter walking around the concourse that he's just fishing, you know? And it's like, no, I've got a job to do. I'm trying to get some sound bites out of y'all. I'm not trying to get the phone number every single time. It's just a weird like wormhole that's going to open up, but hey, game is game.
Man,
I did like her response. Sorry, Corey. I did like her response of, oh, they want you to get my number, because that does sound make believe.
Mm-hmm. She did, though. I saw the video. She did take his phone and start putting it could have been a fake number, but that's happened to people before, I believe. But did you hear the other girl, though, whenever he was like, how are you feeling about the Braves? Oof, these guys. I don't know about baseball.
Also, where do you fall on the calling the number that you get in your phone on the spot? Because,
oh yeah, man, that's tough.
Because, okay,
I distrust you so much that I'm calling you right now to check.
And then what's going to happen? Oh, okay. Sorry, I gave you a fake number. Here's my real number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be fake number too. Or even if you do get the real number, you know she doesn't want you to call
her.
But
that's what you're doing at that point. You hit call, and I'm just assuming this because I've been married for almost half my life. So, but you call and then you say, that's how I'm giving you my number. So
okay.
I'm giving you my number too. So you know, yeah, my name's whatever your name is. Give her a fake
name.
I like
having the control there. I'll be like, yeah, we'll see.
Good point. yesterday when the players arrived, Kevin, for the voluntary workouts, they were greeted by our friend Matt Pittman. And Meat Church.
Oh, Meat Church.
With a crawfish boil. Now, I've been lucky enough to have visited one of Broaddus's crawfish boils one time. It's been great. And it is a community thing. It's community. The food gets laid on a paper on top of a table, and everybody just goes at it. And then you dump all that off, and then Broaddus piles more back on there, and everybody just keeps standing around eating and talking and just, you know, going at it. It's fun.
Does Broaddus get a chance to eat during that thing?
He will eat a little bit, but most of the time he's standing there manning the pot, and he's making sure that he is taking care of that. That, and I love the way he, like, this is my responsibility. I'm getting this crap done, you know.
Okay.
Like, and I would say something else, but I can't on radio. But the community part of it, when you're standing around doing that, what is the best food for team building? what is the best food for everybody's going to sit down and have some of this? Because I don't feel like an elegant dinner is really the way to get everybody like casual having a good time. Like elegant dinner is too fancy. There's too many forks. Like, what are we doing with all these forks? I just need one. Do we even need forks with crawfish? No. So what is the best unifying food out there? 877-881-1053. Y'all's thoughts.
Okay. I hope you don't think this is cheating, because I did give this a lot of thought.
Oh, because you gave me an answer this morning.
And I think I'm going to change my answer.
Okay, I like it.
So I think I'm going to pivot to, it's not necessarily the food, it is the family style sides that you are given. Because in that instance, you have to work together, or I also see the potential for it falling apart. And you're like, dude, you took too much cream corn. The cream corn is delicious at Babe's. If you ever had it, it's unfreaking believable.
It is really good.
But you have to work together as a team with everybody having the same goal of maximum deliciousness. And so that is a tough balance. And so I would say it's the places that you go, like Babe's, that have the family sides, that you have to work together for that exact reason.
Alec, you have any thoughts there? You were in track, so y'all
barbecue
were a team.
Makes a lot of sense.
You know, growing up, the cop-out answer was always pizza, just because it's accessible,
yes.
It's cheap most of the time.
Here's the thing about pizza, though, I think. Most instances, you grab your slice and then you go somewhere to sit down, and you're probably away. Like, you know, I don't feel like everybody stands around the pizza. But I feel like pizza is a very common thing, though, that we all are just like, yeah, everybody's going to have a slice or two.
I tried this out for my birthday last year, just ordered a ton of wings, right? And I'm lucky enough that I have a Pluckers about 10 minutes from my house.
Nice, yeah.
So we were able to get those. I had a friend just stop by on the way to the house.
Is that the one you will be at a week from Thursday?
It is not. Lucius will be at that one in the Arlington location. I'll be at Fort Worth City View, where we're going to get every single pick right. Or I'm going to be mad. Because I want y'all to get specials. I want y'all to save some money.
Heck yeah,
and eat some food. But yeah, I tried that out. That was a bit more communal than the pizza. Because there were five different flavors, and people didn't want to take something that, you know, it's a little bit messier than pizza. You could drop a bone somewhere, and then next thing you know, my dog gets a hold of the chicken wing, and then that's the last thing we need. So a lot of people were kind of hovering by the table, and that's where we had our conversations and whatnot. So I'd say the wing is probably a good, solid backup there.
Whenever you get a chance, I want you to reflect on what you just said and mark a very specific passage.
Give a dog a bone. From the 460.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Fine case of beer from the gas station after work with my coworkers always does the trick. Listen, man, if you've never worked a hard day in the sun on a Friday and your boss didn't pull up, or the foreman on the job slid up and opened up the cooler and there's a cold beer waiting for you in there, it is an awesome, and you want to just stand there and talk with the guys you worked hard with all day. I experienced that many times when I was painting houses.
And there are plenty of times when you don't care what the price is. Now, I know you really do, but you don't think it over. You're like, I could have get this for $4 cheaper. No, it's there. The $4 is well worth it to go ahead.
From the 214 Hibachi. Hibachi is...
The way you're saying that is weird to me.
Hibachi. Higashioka.
But I would agree with that. Because again...
Hibby, as they say.
Like melting pot kind of place.
Or a Korean barbecue.
Yes. Again, it's kind of the communal...
The food gets right there in the
dining
middle.
Sort of deal with the fondue or whatever. I think I could see that. That makes a lot of
sense.
Who's
the most talented in the instance where the chef is throwing the shrimp and the guy catches it? Is the guy catching it or is it the guy throwing the shrimp? I feel like that guy's throwing it multiple different receivers.
It's the guy throwing the shrimp, because the guy just has to kind of open his mouth and be like, eh? But the shrimp throw... Okay, you guys are... babies.
Hey, Carter, that's going to be a great video.
But the shrimp throwers have got to have the accuracy, because how much can your mouth and your head move? Like, you're not going to dive 5 yards out of the way to get that shrimp. So that the thrower has to be pretty in line, pretty accurate.
And then I wanted to go to Unsmooth Criminals real quick, Kevin. This
Don't
is
you
a,
guys all go to hell.
This is from the New York Post. No, you don't. Four men who dubbed themselves the Cutthroat Cowboys were saddled with charges after a viral video captured the young troublemakers riding their emotional support horses through a Louisiana Walmart. Police were on the hunt for the hooligans after wild footage showed the group on horseback trotting past the cashiers and down the aisles of the big box store in Baker Tuesday at night as stunned shoppers and employees watched. According to nearly 40-second video, two of the riders, Mason and the other one, Brennan, turned themselves into the police. The others surrendered to authorities Friday morning, and after his arrest, Webb's said that his Cutthroat Cowboys squad had no real reason for entering the chain store on horseback other than it being something fun to do. It was fun. We were famous. That's all. We didn't want to hurt nobody. We always ride to Baker. And we just thought that day, that's my emotional support animal. I'm going to do it.
I got to tell you, I could see how it would take a little bit of time to get somebody to take care of this. Because if you're like, if you get on the phone and you call back to your managers in the back and you're like, hey, there's a couple of people riding horses up here, they're going to think that you're just joking or like maybe making some weird comment about someone's appearance or something like that. They're probably not going to actually think that there's two people riding
horses
up there.
Exactly. They're like, okay. And they hung up.
Hopefully
and they're like,
they
I'll
look
be
at the
in on Monday,
and,
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to hear the Cutthroat Cowboys and their emotional support horses, that's where I was like, hold on. How cutthroat are you if you need the emotional support?
That's nice. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to kind of go back to the Masters for something totally different. Do you enjoy the moment at sporting events, or are you attached to your phone? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
The journey it's taken to get here, for all this history.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I wonder how long people would listen. Maybe our listenership would even go up if that happened. Now, this is kind of about the Masters, kind of about Paige Sporanek, former guest on the G-Bag Nation.
Is she the best Paige?
Hmm.
I think Paige Beckers just got the top notch here in DFW for right now.
Paige Beckers has got to be the best Paige.
There was a wrestler named Paige, right?
That is true.
Saraya now. Yeah.
I still also want to know, maybe this is just a throw-in right here, is do you think the Dallas Wings or the Metroplex in general can convert some new WNBA fans because of the draft pick, because of just the overall disappointment and irritation that people seem to have with the Mavericks? So that's like just a side question to go along with this.
I gotcha.
But the question that you brought up, and we talked about this a little bit before the show, is Sporanek, and I always thought it was Spiranak, but apparently with G-Bag, she
we
said
learned,
it was Sporanek.
Yeah.
And she had tweeted out, hot take, but I wish all sporting events banned phones. It was so special to see everyone enjoying the moment and being present. This was at the end of the Masters. And so
that was a pop, dude.
Oh, yeah. They went crazy. Because, look, you can go, with all due respect to Justin Rose, he is the B-side for that. People weren't there watching for him.
They got what they wanted.
Yeah, they just drew the best final day Masters ratings in 7 or 8 years, even higher than the year I think Tiger won, which boggles my mind. But Justin Rose was the B-side. Most people were there for the story of Rory McIlroy, and you could hear when he missed the putt on 18 that everyone was like, no, no. And so they were there for that. So what I'm kind of curious about, Corey, Alec, and for our listeners in general, do you enjoy the moment at sporting events, or are you attached to your phone? Maybe you're attached to your phone during the game. Maybe anytime anything happens, you're just videoing the whole thing. Because wrestling is a great example of this. Whenever you see like Roman Reigns or Cody come out, when they go wide, you see nothing but a sea of phones held up. And I get that, but I'm also like, Just take it in. Watch what's happening.
Are the pops still, like, what's been the loudest pop you've ever heard in wrestling?
I mean, I think probably when Mankind won the title on Monday Night Raw, when Stone Cold came out and smashed The Rock's face with a chair. It was unbelievable.
How long ago was that?
It was like 25 years ago.
That was like flip phone era, right? Yeah. Like that's...
Although, I mean, there are some crazy loud pops now in wrestling. And so people have mastered the art of multitasking. So maybe you think you can shoot it and take it in at the same time.
I have two thoughts on this. One, I remember having a birthday party for Avery, my oldest son, at Little Gym. And I pulled my phone out to take some videos. And the guy said, let me take that from you. And I said, oh, no, that's fine. And he goes, no, I want you to be in the moment. I want you to be here. I'll take the video so you can be part of it. And from then on, that's where I was like, oh, this is important for me to watch my kid. Now, occasionally with Carter, I'll video like a play, you know, something. I don't have video of him making the best play that I've ever seen him make. And that was busting through the line and making a goal line stop. Like, it was awesome. And I've tried to describe it to people, but you just kind of had to see it. And I don't have a video because I don't do that very often.
Yeah.
We go to baseball games. Avery will be on his phone and I'm sitting there watching the game. And Avery's asked me before, I've been like, no, I'm focused. Once I sit down, I start watching the game. And that's what I'm here for because that's why I showed up here. And there was also, I remember we were at the Fan Sports Lounge and it was the final at bat. Gavin Dawson said, this is going to be epic video. And he pulled his phone out in the sports lounge, and I pulled my phone out and start videoing Neftali Feliz. And there I am videoing it, and the Nelson Cruz moment happens. And from then on, Kevin, I think I decided, like, I'm not going to try. Everybody's going to capture. There's so many people that are going to have it. That's fine. I'll remember it. I'll remember everything I saw on your faces whenever y'all were holding up your phones. I'll remember this moment. And I might not. Hell, I might lose my memory at some point. But that's my memory that I'll hold on to. It won't be that. So that is where I stand, is sometimes I do feel like the phone gets in the way. And she's right. At the Masters, there was no outside source for those people.
You had to go look up at the scoreboard. Yeah, everybody like the actual scoreboard.
Everybody knew the meaning of the moment because they weren't distracted by anything else.
From the 817, when the Rangers won the World Series, I was definitely recording to try to capture the moment, but I barely paid attention to the camera and pointing and just high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, I get that.
From the 325, phone away at live sports, or concerts. Take a picture and put it away. Honestly, I do that frequently at like different sporting events.
Pictures are cool.
I'll take a picture before like everything has really gotten started. Like that's not what Jess did when we were at the Duke games. She was taking pictures and videos nonstop. But like I took a picture of us together, took a picture of the court, and then I didn't take another picture until afterwards and they were celebrating winning the East, not knowing what the next week would hold for them.
What ended up happening?
They lost
Kevin?
A 14-point lead to Houston. And still to this day, do I think if they would have made that one free throw, they would have won? Yes, because there is a statistic that said Duke was 29-0 in NCAA history when they had a 15-point lead. So when they missed a free throw, they kept it at 14 instead of 15. Do I think that would have made the difference? Yes. Yes, I do. But that's the magical thing about sports. I can never prove it one way or another. Here's the other side of the argument, though, from the 817. I'm not going to a sporting event if I can't take pictures for the memory. And I'm sure there are other people like that as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know my wife, she wants to get pictures and videos of everything. And it's going on. It's going on the socials and it's there for everybody.
Okay. Do you just play on your phone at all during a sporting event? I know baseball is probably like would lend itself most to that. But I've definitely seen people who are like, they're at the game and they're like, I'm still going to play this while the game's going.
Well, I did play Pokemon Go out at the ballpark because somebody had put one of those lures on there. And so I was able to get more and better Pokemon. And so it was, but anyway, no, but in this business at live events, Alec, I think you can attest to this. Twitter becomes a very easy thing, or X, it becomes a very easy thing to, hey, I just saw this happen. Let me send that message out to the world.
Yeah, that happened, I want to say, it was the Cowboys-Lions game. You know, I was up in the box whenever Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and from the box, we got a replay that I don't think they showed on TV, and we were all like, yeah, he's done. Mm. And so we all kind of rushed to Twitter to say, hey, y'all might not see the angle we saw. It was gross. Like, don't seek it out. And so everybody was kind of tweeting that out. It does not look good. So, yeah, when you're on the job, it's definitely hard to avoid. But I've always been the type of person that sports events, I try to stay away from the phone. Because, like, Ranger games, I try to go to multiple every year.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a big moment, I'll record, like, hey, we're down by one in the bottom of the ninth. We got a chance to walk it off here. I'm going to record that, but for concerts and wrestling events, totally different story. My favorite songs, my favorite wrestlers' entrances. I need to have it on video because, you know, it's cliche, but you never know when it's going to be the last time you get to do that.
Sure.
So I like to keep those memories. Like, I'll go back and watch old concert videos that I took because I need a boost. You know, sometimes I'm just feeling low and I'm like, I'm going to watch Post Malone sing this song that I really love that I've seen him play twice now, but it hits home every single time.
There seems to be, yeah, like concerts is the two things that actually came up on the different ends were concerts and fireworks. I have to admit, I have also found myself guilty of trying to take firework pictures, but somebody goes, people that video fireworks shows crack me up. You're never going to go back and watch that. And then another person said, as a coach, I don't know why people video every single pitch or at bat, probably especially at the lower levels. But then I've seen multiple people text in exactly what Alex said. I'll record a few of my favorite songs or video them at a concert, and I will go back and listen to them. Or like, I can go back and remember the moment or whatever the case is. Well, one of the reasons I thought about this too is, I can't remember, I guess it was probably 2015 when the Rangers were about to win the AL West. I saw so many people lift their phone up and I was like, I'll remember this. And I just like looked right at the field and then you can see the scoreboard and the fireworks and everything. And I remember very vividly, like, I'm just going to take this in and enjoy it. And
do you feel superior to everybody?
No, I thought, no.
I would have.
Okay. Is that right?
It's okay to say it, dude.
No, I don't. I just thought the same thing that you did, that I hope I'll remember all this. But in the moment, I was like, I'll remember for now.
One thing I will say you should never record. Your friend extremely drunk in Vegas at a media party. That is something that should never be recorded, because what happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas.
What if they stumbled off the elevator?
Oh, one.
And they're like, I'll show you something.
You know what? I actually have one of those videos too. I mean,
who made the elevator?
No, you shouldn't do that for other purposes.
Okay.
What was the name of the elevator? Was it Otis?
I don't. Look, that is an inside joke, dude, for only people who work here.
Okay, then listen for a second. Yesterday, we were talking in a meeting, and our boss said you wouldn't want to, because we're the elevator show record. If you get on an elevator with us, you're going to be more entertained than any other person that's ever been on an elevator before. All right. That's just how it is. We keep our show going while we're on elevators. That's just what we do. But I mentioned that.
You're not Aerosmith, but I got you.
Our boss said, yeah, you wouldn't want to offend the Otis guy. And everybody in the room went, the hell's he talking about?
Hold on. I don't know if you can find this audio quickly. The Bob Dobelina audio. All right. See if you can find that, what Mike said that, because Corey looked around and I looked at Corey to see how he was reacting, because in my head, I was like, I have no idea what that means. And so I looked to Corey, who.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk. We'll bring the baseball news.
eventually was like, I don't know what that means.
And then when Spittle kind of gave us the look of, I don't know what he means either. So that being said, Kevin, last night I was retelling this story and I told it to Adrian and she goes, oh, you mean the elevators? How did she? And she's like, yeah, it's on all the elevators. So she knew, but guess what? Not on our elevator.
I had no idea. Okay. This is the exact way I felt. Like, but sub in Tim for Mike, and that long pause was there, and then Corey expressed exactly what I was thinking, too.
Anything can happen. We saw Mr. Bob Dobelina beat us, so.
That's Joshua Dobbs, I believe.
Who is Bob Dobelina? Am I supposed to know that name? Was that supposed to be on the KNC bingo card today? Because I've never... Who is Bob Dobelina?
Who's Otis?
That is exactly the way I felt. I'm not trying to lay out on you. I just don't know what you're saying right now.
Good times here at 4131.
Hey, don't forget, that's the same address that you need to know in 2 days. Don't got to sign up. Just got to show up. Draft 101. We'll be having giveaways there, including a Dak Prescott autographed jersey, CeeDee Lamb autographed helmet. There will be Whataburger there. All the draft breakdown that you need. It is going to be fun. And again, you don't got to sign up. You just got to show up. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I'll give you no context, but the line that broke me from Eric right there was, dang, these traps are ridiculous.
Guy's doing drugs.
That in the context was amazing. All right. Do you want to talk about basketball, hockey, or do you want me to just make something up?
Make something up. See how creative you are.
Yeah, this is like the impromptu. This is like one of those like scholastic elements, right? With UIL, different things like show, like just walk on stage and tell a story or whatever.
We used to have a challenge for Parker was called Can Parker Produce?
Yes, I remember
and
this.
And so you just randomly would be like, all right, you got 2 minutes and a break to produce something special. And he'd go in there and create something. And so this is how creative are you?
If you're in your car and you're the second person back of the light, the light turns green. That person is who knows what they're doing. You give them the polite version of the honk, which I know can be tough to master because there's not a setting on the horn that's like, hello, will you go?
Not a friendly beep and an aggressive beep. They should probably produce that.
You do your best to like lay in a light beep.
Yeah.
And they respond by flipping you off. Do you just go about your day and think that person's an idiot?
We're in a state they carry guns.
That is true.
It could turn violent in
anybody,
a hurry.
It's a geographical thing for you.
I've seen women, I've seen men, I've seen kids at firing ranges these days.
Yeah.
If you follow along, people like to fire guns, and especially at this state. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm the guy who will occasionally look down at my phone, maybe get a text from somebody, try and answer the text. Right. And then the light, and they'll tap their horn and beep, beep. I'll always put the hand up as a wave. Yeah,
thank you.
My bad.
Sorry.
Sometimes we'll put two hands up like, I'm really sorry.
So, and that's
just
what...
ghost ride that way.
That's what I would love in these scenarios. But is the instinct, once you hear a horn directed at you, to fire up the finger, or are these just all people that can't accept they made a mistake?
It's embarrassing. It's a little embarrassing.
There's anger immediately. I'm like, hey, dude, screw you. All right, I'm going. I'm sorry. But sometimes then I'm... You know, they were actually in the right here. Because it really does depend on just how gentle that horn is.
And how long, like, how much of a buffer time did they give you before they started going hand to
valid.
Hand to
you
horn?
Don't know, though, because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, but you count to, like, three Mississippi, then hit the horn? You wait that long.
I try
one
not
Mississippi,
to hit the horn.
Two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
And that's fair. That's about what happened.
Good time. That's good time.
In this scenario that definitely didn't happen yesterday. And I just like, I realize I wouldn't because of what Brada said. I wish you had the opportunity to like pull them over and be like, hey, why did you flip me off?
No, I
won't.
No. But I'm saying we're going to read about you in the news.
I promise I will
like
not.
You're going to be laying in your car and they're going to be hauling you out of it with gunshot wound.
I promise I will not. I just wish there was a world where you could be like, I just want to know why did you flip me off?
Oh, I don't worry about you. I worry about the other people.
Yeah.
That's
for
the people I worry about.
For sure. So that is my make-believe topic for the day.
I liked it.
On the 214, I don't care how wrong I am. If you call me on it, it's hands. So
yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
I'm true. Usually just filled with like, wow, I'm so sorry. Like if I started trying to get over and I didn't see the blind spot situation, somebody's there, they're honking. I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I want you to know how sorry.
You start writing an apology note to them and everything.
Yeah.
And
it's like you're putting it on the window.
Stick it on the car. Yeah.
I saw a great bit. Somebody was just pulling up to stoplights and they're looking at the car next to them and they're like, hey, roll your window down. Like you got to say something to them. And as soon as they start rolling their window down, you just roll your window up and just look away. and the clips that I saw, like a montage of this, every person that was the victim in this scenario found it hilarious.
They did, yeah. We used to do, we'd pull into corners and the car's sitting waiting and you just honk at them and go, call me. Call me. And they're like, who is this guy?
We used to do the honk and wave the other way. Like you're pull up next to a car and you knew somebody and you'd honk and then everybody wave the opposite way.
Yeah.
And you see the people like somebody would always be looking, they'd go,
oh, it was.
And then they'd look down.
It wasn't for me. Man. I like that. Somebody, we were on a road trip and somebody had their Cash App up in the window. And I just thought that was really smart. Clever. So I was in the passenger seat and it would amuse me more. I put up a sign that said, your mom goes to college, and just people would drive by and, they'd be like, and just look at it. And that was just the amusement. That's all I needed to amuse me along.
I wonder if that person's got on the request pay. That's the thing you have to be careful of, because then somebody will do your Cash App and they'll request to pay. And if you're not really paying attention, you just think something sent your way. All of a sudden you just sent out.
Oh, no.
Maybe a little. Wolchuk
did that in New Orleans
spot.
On Bourbon Street. Isn't that right? Didn't you have a Cash App situation?
I did, but that wasn't exactly how that went.
Oh.
It was more violent and a touch more.
You were better in New Orleans this time around. You were good.
I was really good this time around.
This was a bachelor party you were at? Or
no,
you were just
like
with the boys?
I think I went for my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
It was the first time I ever went, and we got just obliterated on bourbon, and then one of my guys peeled off into Rick's Cabaret.
Okay.
And the other buddy I was with had food with him. And so they wouldn't let him in because of the food. So now I'm, stumbling in there. I'm the responsible one that has to get him out of there. And then he's like, it's your birthday. Let me get you a dance. Next thing I know, I've kind of woken up the next morning and I realized there's like thousands of dollars that have been paid to these ladies.
No, what Wolchuk is failing to mention is when he woke up that morning, he was wearing his shirt as his pants and his pants as his shirt.
Yeah.
And so the confusion was just really.
There was some thievery that went down.
It was I believe the curb was his pillow that night.
Did they eat the food in the at Rick's though, or did they just?
I mean,
I leave it outside.
I think he just took it home. I got left. I got stranded.
They sent Wolchuk into the cabaret to go bring out the gentleman.
And he never made it.
It's his birthday, and he's been whiskey souring for four straight days.
It was not a good situation.
Tough day.
Right? That's just know your teammates better.
But
right?
Wolchuk,
isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's point the finger at those guys.
I just don't use Cash App.
Do you guys like the one-day contract retirement ceremony and everything? Because we're going to get that with Tyron Smith tomorrow. And I think for the most part, I usually think it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I like it.
Question, how long do you think this press conference is going to last? 35 seconds?
5 minutes, yeah.
Tyron doesn't always like to elaborate,
I am not, it's going to be, thank you very much to the Jones family, appreciate the opportunity, see you guys down the road. I don't know. How many questions are we going to take here today?
And then he stands up and reminds you how gigantic he is.
He is gigantic.
He has the biggest hands, I think, of any person I've ever met.
Gigantic man.
That's very true.
Yeah, shaking his hand.
Very true.
Terrifying individual.
Who, I was pretty impressed, this was years ago, but I just ran into Troy Aikman at a lacrosse thing one time and shook his hand. And I'll never forget coming away from that just being like, wow.
Yeah.
The hand size.
And the guy had problems
that.
Throwing a wet football.
That is wild.
Weird, isn't
it? It is crazy, dude.
It is weird. Yeah, you would figure with those hands, he'd be really a good.
Even Dak. I remember shaking Dak's hand being like, dude, this is not your average handshake.
Derek Holland has a pretty big hand.
Yeah,
he does. Even Mike did, too. I was like, and that is the pitching.
The good pitcher's long fingers.
Yep.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense for the movement and everything. What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Hagee. Yes. Thank you so much for asking. I think the pressing question of the day will be asked right out of the gates here at 2 o'clock. But we do have our Rangers player show, Hobie Milner, going to be joining us at 3:20. And we'll talk with Dave Hellman, Fox Sports, our good buddy, as we get set for the draft here at 4. Maybe get his best Tyron Smith memories.
Now, you guys had quite the interaction with Hobie.
We did.
In spring training.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a more by-the-books interview, do you think?
I don't have anything to ask.
I don't presume so.
Any baseball questions?
I'm definitely going to mention at the jump of this, like, hey, we're the guys that had you spitting out the Vicodin Viper idea as a movie in honor of Cocaine Bear. You know, we're those guys. So I plan on setting the table that way, and hopefully we derail that thing. Make him. He was maybe the most uncomfortable of anybody that we chatted with. He was really taken aback.
Okay.
Now, he got in the groove. Like, the rest of the week, we'd see him in there. Hobie, who's our guy. So we're on good terms right now, but we'll see how uncomfortable we can make him today.
Local guy out of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
He's been dealing.
What time is that?
3:20.
Nice.
And I just love how traditional his pitching form is, you know?
Really something you see every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Just he's a
textbook.
He's a by the book. Yeah, absolutely.
Really saving
something
his
you teach your kids how to do.
Yeah, it's just a baseball 101 when you're watching him.
Roll home with a show of tradition, the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
I'm Team Bobby, huh?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.